Congress has reached a border deal that House Democratic Chair Hakeem Jeffries says they'll likely vote on tomorrow. Here he is speaking at a press conference this morning.
It appears to me, based on the conversation that we had today, that the overwhelming majority of the House Democratic Caucus will support this legislation that will be presented on the House floor tomorrow.
President Trump has said he's not thrilled by the compromise, but he's hinted he would sign it, though with add-ons. And now there's word that the White House is looking for other sources of funding to build a wall, since Congress will likely only pay for a fraction of what the president wanted. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley is here. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
So people can probably repeat after me. The president is going to get just $1.375 billion for new fencing along the border with Mexico. That's short of the $5.7 billion he asked for, less even than the deal that he rejected in December. But what might he do to get this extra funding? Is this using an executive order or declaring a national emergency? What might he do?
The White House has talked about a number of ways that the president might try to make up some of that large gap between the border wall that he demanded and the border wall that Congress is actually authorizing in this bill. He's talked about declaring a national emergency, which would give him emergency powers to move money around. But short of that, he's also talked about simply repurposing some money. There is some flexibility within the executive branch to move money around. It's not unlimited. It's not probably enough to make up the three-quarter difference in wall funding that we're talking about here. But it would be a way for him to sort of declare victory without running the risk of the national emergency, which some of his own fellow Republicans have discouraged the president from pursuing.
Well, we understand from reports that Republicans are, kind of trying to appease the president, hoping that he will sign this and avoid the shutdown. And
sure, because that's what happened in December.
Right, and saying things like Lamar Alexander of Tennessee suggesting using $800 million in drug interdiction funding to, apply that to the wall. But that's going to pinch a toe somewhere else.
That's right. I mean, all that money that's earmarked for one purpose presumably has a constituency. And as soon as someone sees their funds being drained to bankroll the president's border wall, there will be complaints. Now, if it's Republican allies, the president, those complaints might be a little bit more muted. But there were certainly, defense hawks who aren't happy about seeing military funds drawn down. There are people with construction projects slated for their own home districts that are not happy about seeing that money drawn down. So the president can't simply rob Peter to pay Paul here and think no one's going to complain about it.
And how does the president thread this needle, given that his allies, who've been able to sway him before, Sean Hannity from Fox News, for instance, called this deal a garbage deal. Ann Coulter pretty much called the president a coward, saying it was his yellow deal. How does he do this?
Well, it was Ann Coulter and other mean girls of talk radio that persuaded the president to veto the border security agreement back in December and really led the president and his Republican congressional allies into what turned out to be a blind canyon. And they paid a price for that. So I think even the professional provocateurs are being a little bit more careful today in daring the president to veto this, because another shutdown really would be damaging to the president and to his congressional allies. You have Mitch McConnell, for example, who was pretty hands-off in December, being much more hands-on this time and really urging the president to take his lumps, settle for a quarter of a loaf, and move on.
Meanwhile, I just want to raise the Green New Deal. This is coming from the Democrats. It's a resolution, not a bill. But Mitch McConnell says he wants to put that to a vote in the Senate. And Republicans are having a field day with this. They're saying things like, well, as McConnell says, I want to see how many Democrats want to end air travel and cow farts. That's a reference to the proposal's language on limiting methane emissions from livestock. Republicans are, very gleeful about this. They say it's far too progressive and ambitious. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's office had to apologize for releasing a fact sheet that didn't accord with the main resolution. It said things like there should be security for people who were unwilling to work. Republicans are seizing on this. Have Democrats maybe, bungled this rollout? What's your sense?
Well, absolutely. There have been some rookie mistakes in the way the rollout's been handled. And in calling for a Senate vote on the Green New Deal, Mitch McConnell is not trying to signal his own newfound concern about global warming or other threats to the planet. He is trying to put Senate Democrats, in particular those Senate Democrats who are running for president, on the hook to either say, yes, I support this Green New Deal and all that goes with it, and then open themselves up to sort of a caricature that President Trump's already painting of socialists.
We'll see what happens. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.